man that I'm trying to be. I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah, what's wrong with me?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Southeast storms are raising concerns that FEMA is stretched too thin in terms of money.
Staffing shortages are adding to the crunch. Sources say that 9% of FEMA staff was available to respond to Milton or other disasters. The available workforce was about double that at this same time last year. Funding at other agencies like the Small Business Administration, which gives critical loans to homeowners and businesses, could also run out in a matter of weeks.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on Capitol Hill. President Biden and lawmakers in affected states are calling on Congress to return early to pass additional FEMA aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson so far says no. An Israeli strike on a central Beirut apartment building has left 22 people dead. Israeli missiles also hitting a UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon, injuring two peacekeepers. Wholesale inflation remained unchanged between August and September, another sign that pressures could be cooling on prices after years of those prices rising. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Europe trying to gain more support as his country continues to fight Russian forces. Zelensky had an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican. A safety recall for millions of Fisher-Price infant swings.
Fisher-Price announcing the recall of over 2 million Snugga infant swings, citing suffocation risks that have led to 5 infant deaths over the past decade. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the deaths involved infants who were left unrestrained and in sleeping positions. The company advising parents to stop using the swings for sleep immediately. A Fisher-Price spokesman telling ABC News the swing itself is not being recalled and can continue to be used with the seat pad provided. Fisher-Price also urging parents not to add any bedding to the swings. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A data breach at Fidelity, leaking the personal information of nearly 80,000 customers. Social security numbers and driver's licenses were exposed, but no customer accounts or funds were affected. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 82. It'll be a bit breezy as well. Southwest wind 7 to 15 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 46. Saturday, 65 with a slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the afternoon. And Sunday, near 60 with a slight chance of a shower. Winds are around 4 from the northeast, currently in Richland Center, following the low down to 38 degrees. Yeah, 38 this morning. It is 68.
100.9 WRCO. My baby bought a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody.
I live. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.
Oh Lord.
One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord.
Someone pull me up a double shot of this. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy.
Boy, here comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Where do you go when you die? How do you know when you're there? Heaven's a moment you wish never ended. Then I'm 6 feet under somewhere. I'm 6 feet under somewhere. Oh, what I'd give for a bottle to keep these memories forever locked up in my heart. Why can't I just relive your sweet words on repeat? The ones that you said, making my last name ours. My darling, this feeling's one I never imagined. Yeah, I just hope Jesus forgives me for asking. But where do you go when you die? How do you know when you're there? If heaven's a moment you wish never ended, then I'm 6 feet under somewhere. But I'm 6 feet under somewhere. I swear to God, I thought I was dead on the side of somewhere.
Hardy on WRCO FM 100.9. Well, a look at the celebrity birthdays today. They include, among the singers, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, 78 today. Country singer Paulette Carlson of Highway 101. She's been in the studio with us before. She is 73 today. MTV VJ Mark Goodman is 72. I remember him from my early MTV watching days. He was the guy with the curly head of black hair. I'm sure he doesn't have it anymore. Maybe the color or the hair, I'm not sure. Let's see. Musician Todd Snyder is 58. Also born today, actress Constance Zimmer, who is 54. And actor Emily Deschanel is 48. Rapper Cardi B turns 32 today. So that's a look at some of the celebrity birthdays today as we cruise on into the day a little bit deeper. The musical birthday, we're going to spotlight one guy who's just really the ultimate country singer and had a lot of hits in the 70s and 80s and came through Richland Center once with Star Spangled Celebration and really impressed at that time as well. We're going to spin one from Gene Watson today, and Gene has a birthday. He turns 81.
Still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. Paid seven sawmill dollars for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. Cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Wife and children, just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. Laying by these level tracks in Denver, with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered, just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-carat mind.
Never seen the morning sun, never walked across the moon, never been to Casablanca, but I've been to Cancun. I'll never make the Fortune 500 on what I get paid. Yeah.
was 17. I shook your nameless hand. One time on karaoke, singing Piano Man. One time in Vegas, I won me $700. That's all real cool stuff, but it don't measure up. No life don't get no better. I could live forever, never top this. Oh, I'm in pole position. Got a sweet suspicion there ain't nothing I've missed. Baby, look at us standing in the middle of this ultimate love.
Love on WRCO Radio. Good morning on a Friday. We're up to 72 degrees at 17 past 11.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's two full days of nonstop action, starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m., featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
All-American Buick Center is giving away a $500 shopping giveaway to two lucky customers. There are so many items to choose from in the Do It Best merchandise book. What would you pick out? This is a way for us to say thank you to our customers and that we appreciate you shopping local. Register in-store now. Visit our store display for complete details and contest rules. Win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do It Best at All-American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram. I'm
Megan Maroney on WRCO Radio, and I'm not pretty. No, don't comment on that, Hank. Anyway, good to see you. Wake up, Hank.
Yeah. Hey.
You got to go to Casanova this afternoon, you know that?
Did you get candy yet?
Well, I left that up to you.
I got candy corn.
Candy corn? That isn't good to throw.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
It's a lot of candy.
People would have to catch it then or something.
Well, yeah.
I mean, have their mouths open when you threw it.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. All right. Oh, go back to bed there. Hank's going to be at the homecoming parade for Weston this afternoon. It steps off at 2. He and Joanne are going up now.
2:30, Phil.
The parade starts at 2:30. You got to be there at 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And he and Joanne are going to go a scenic route up through Bunker Hill and get up there and enjoy the parade for Weston. And then Hank and Bo will be in the parade for Ithaca tomorrow that steps off at 10:30. So, yeah, we've got some parades going. What beautiful weather for it, right? Here's Justin Moore.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my day.
Justin Moore on WRCO Radio, and this is my dirt. It is 11:30, time now for a news, weather, and sports update, sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis crediting those who were involved in the cleanup from Hurricane Helene for making the debris removal from the Milton easier.
We had shifts working round the clock, and you had in the wee hours of the morning, as Milton was expected to make landfall later that day, you still had this debris operation going. So that made a huge difference, and it definitely mitigated some of the damages.
The storm killed 16 people across Florida and left 2.5 million without power, but the governor says it could have been a lot worse. After kicking off his battleground state blitz for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania last night, former President Barack Obama will be headed next to Tucson, Arizona on October 18th and Las Vegas on the 19th, according to an official with the Harris campaign. Donald Trump will be in Aurora, Colorado this afternoon and Reno, Nevada later this evening. Fisher-Price is recalling millions of Snugga infant swings after 5 deaths have been reported over the past decade. This is ABC News.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Tonight in high school football action, lots of great games, including Richland Center at Dodgeville and Platteville at River Valley, Lancaster at Broadhead Judah, New Glarus at Prairie du Chien. New Lisbon is at Bangor and the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton at Hillsboro and Royal at Nisida. Six Rivers Conference action, Riverdale at Blackhawk Warren and River Ridge at Wazika Seneca, Boscobel at Iowa Grant, North Crawford is at Kickapoo Lafarge, and Wisconsin Heights at Wanigwaq Weston. Tomorrow, Ithaca plays its home coming game. They will be taking on Brookwood with a kickoff time of 1:30. Last night, it was Highland over DeSoto in a game that was played in the area for high school football again during the 8th week of the season. Coming up this weekend, the Green Bay Packers playing Sunday at noon. They'll be taking on the Arizona Cardinals. We'll have coverage on FM 100.9 beginning with the pregame time, and that will be at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. The Badger football team with a 9 o'clock pregame time, an early wake-up call tomorrow. They're in New Jersey, and they'll be facing Rutgers. Garrett Cole held the Royals to a single run over 7 innings Thursday night, sending the Yankees to a 3-1 victory that put them back into the American League Championship Series. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the 49ers never trailed in a 36-24 win over the Seattle Seahawks in Thursday night football. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags, happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's 2 full days of nonstop action, starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m., featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson and looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow. The afternoon forecast calls for a high of 82 with southwest winds between 7 and 15, partly cloudy tonight and 46. It is 72 degrees. Community calendar for the upcoming weekend sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center. The season finale of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society food stand is going on today and tomorrow from 10 until 2 each day. Animal House is located in the Richland Center Community Center parking area. That is going on today. Also in community calendar, American Legion Post 383 of Lone Rock will have a brat stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm. That's going on this weekend from 10 until 2 each day. Tomorrow is large item pickup in Richland Center. And that will be including the likes of couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, entertainment centers, and such that will be picked up. Items that will not include lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, yard waste, microwaves, TVs, air conditioning units, any computer equipment or appliances as well. If you have summer plants and silk flowers in the Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin, you're asked to remove them by tomorrow before fall cleanup. Fall cleanup day in Eagle Township is tomorrow from 8 until noon. Attendance will be on duty. Again, no TVs, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted. If you have questions, call 739-2988. St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will have its Fall Frolic Craft Fair Saturday from 9 until 3. Hot turkey sandwiches and baked goods will also be available for purchase. Fall foraging with Abby Lehman will be held Saturday from 9:30 until 11:45 at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center in Spring Green. You can join field school kitchen gardener Abby Lehman and explore the driftless, learning to identify wild edibles on the Phoebe Point Trail as well. Your opportunity is there coming up on Saturday. Just $10, and you can sign up at tallyessenpreservation.org. Children's author Amber Sawyer will discuss her book, Love to Race, about her horse Derek and his adventures in racing. The discussion will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Brewer Public Library. Animal Blessings will be held tomorrow at 4 on the front lawn of St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. All pets are welcome. For the safety of all pets, please keep your pet on a leash or safe in its carrier. A collection for Okooch Mountain Humane Society will also be held. The Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming is tomorrow. They will be having activities throughout the day, including the Bulldog Big Block Challenge, a run walk, which starts at 7 o'clock, and also entries will be in place. The meat animal sale will begin late in the morning. That follows the parade, which steps off at 10:30. And the Ithaca Homecoming football game, among the highlights tomorrow, they'll host Brookwood at 1:30. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie at the Starlight 14 coming up tomorrow. The movie will be Inside Out 2 and Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. All are welcome to attend. Gates will open at 5:30 and the show will begin at dusk. The Boscobel Mobile Pack host team for Feed My Starving Children will host a fundraising event Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It will be a harvest dinner and auction, featuring a meal, raffle, silent auction, and a live auction as well. You can preview items at 5. The auction begins at 7. A dinner will also be available for a $10 donation at 6. The silent auction will close before the live auction begins. Sabin Livewire's 4-H reunion will be held Sunday. The potluck will begin at noon at Boaz Park. Tableware, coffee, water, and barbecue will be furnished. All families and friends of Sabin Livewire's 4-H are invited to attend and bring along memorabilia.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Here is Holly Nelson with an Ithaca referendum minute.
Why we are voting yes. Ithaca is a small community that has for many years been built around Ithaca pride. Ithaca pride to me means 6 generations of Huff Nelson graduates. It means strong roots for educational success and high student involvement in school and community. It also means intergenerational connections that only can be gotten in small schools. It's about small class sizes, one-to-one help, knowing every student by name. It's about lifelong relationships with dedicated staff. It's about filling the bleachers, wearing purple with pride. It's about celebrating 100 plus years of strong work ethic and roots. It's foundation of why we share so much Ithaca pride. Ithaca is a strong school that has been doing many things right. As a community, voting yes allows this generation and generations in the future to continue to have exceptional education and be given the opportunities only offered in a small school.
This message has no affiliation to the Ithaca School District. Please vote yes in November for Ithaca.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light.
Zimmerman here on FM 100.9 WRCO as we're working toward the weekend. Right now it's 72 wonderful degrees. Listen for school fair reports from Ithaca School Grounds coming up starting this afternoon here on FM 100.9.
It's just me talking to the beach, wishing our eyes and me, we could be that jalapeno margarita kind of heat. Half moon hanging low, and I don't wanna miss the boat. I gotta know if there's a chance for you and me. If you're gonna be somebody's last call, slow dance, wonderwall, tiki bar, somewhere on a beach. Girl, if you wanna crush like it's Cabo, sky full of rhinestones, hope you know I'm hoping that it's me. If you're gonna be somebody's summer, I say hello, the air my coat, so don't come close. I can float right through this life if you were mine. And I know after just one kiss, September won't exist like it did. Baby, this can start tonight. You're gonna be somebody's last.
That's Ben Chase on FM 100.9 WRCO. It's 14 before 12 o'clock.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Old Cooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to the last 2 days of this year's Animal House season. It has been a pleasure for the Animal House crew to serve its loyal customers, as well as many new ones, this past summer. But, alas, it's time for the bright red Animal House food stand to be put away for the winter. Of course, we hope to be back next summer, but for now, Thursday and Friday of this week, from 10 until 2, will be the last time this year to enjoy an awesome Chicago dog, brat, or other tasty sandwich from our usual spot next to the Richland Center Community Center's parking lot. Hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee, inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days, Saturday night, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. The songs that take me back to the way it used to be.
Hello, this is Phil Mee speaking. I was wondering if you have a date for the Ithaca Homecoming Dance. Oh, October 12th? Hello? Hello?
Those Were the Days will be flashing back to this weekend in 1984 on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Our show is sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Pedal Center, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Inviting you to join us between 6 and midnight for some blasts from your past on Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO. Heaven's just a sin away, oh, oh, just a sin away.
That's an 8-track flashback laying in the old dashboard of the old farm truck there, the Kendalls, and Heaven's Just a Sin Away. As we head toward noontime, Phil Mee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin, an awesome weekend as well. We'll be on, off, and on with some reports from Ithaca tonight. We'll be at Dodgeville as well tomorrow at Ithaca, tomorrow night with Those Were the Days. I think got to check with my manager about where I'm supposed to be, but I'll be there. Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll, riding out in a Chevrolet.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, the windows down, you wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before they handed us on. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet.
Closer, I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget. Breathe and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Hold you to, go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance. You.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing